And my dad was very depressed, and we did not realize how ill he was, but we decided it would be good for him to take a trip, so we persuaded him to go with us out to Seattle. And we were going up to Bellingham where he could visit old friends and perhaps get over his depression somewhat, but he said, well, first I think I'd better go and check out with a doctor. He knew more than we did. I didn't realize how ill he was. Well, the doctors put him in the hospital, and three of them consulted, and one said it was cancerous, another one said it wasn't, and the third one said, oh yes, they better operate. Well, they did, and he did not survive the operation. So in the 4 months' time, both parents were gone. But he had had an operation at Nenana in 1918 when I was 3 years old for ulcers. And now the doctor in Seattle tried to say that they had not removed the ulcers, which I never believed. But anyway, that was the story of my life. And then after we were married and we were married 3 years before Sylvia was born, and then 2 years later, Luella. And then 8 years later, Loris. So that was our family. And is, we've been very fortunate with 5 grandchildren who are, we think, the very best. They have never given us anybody any trouble. They're all getting, they've all gotten their education, and I think we're very lucky that we have lived to see them all grow up and been with them. They all grew up here in Fairbanks. And right now only 2 of them are here, but Sylvia's 3 children are away. The 2 daughters, one is married and the other will be married in September. We'll be hoping to go out to Yakima for her wedding. And I think that we are very lucky to have almost reached 60 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's